Hello and welcome to the Warframe Ninja podcast. I am British Bob, and firstly, I'd like to apologise as this is not going to be your normal podcast. This is going to be podcast number 8.5, and it's just going to be me talking to you about the recent patches and the recent dev stream. And the reason for this is because it's been incredibly difficult trying to get more than myself in a room for the required amount of time to make the podcast, mainly due to the season. Christmas is obviously a very busy time for everybody, and also it's been exam season, which has taken up quite a lot of my time, as well as I'm in my final year of university or college. So I would like to apologise for that. I did try. It's just not been possible to get enough people in a room, and I've been trying for the best part of the week now. Today is Friday morning, 2 o'clock, so if I sound like I need caffeine, I probably do. So the plan is to return in January, after Christmas, as I'm going to be travelling about for Christmas and New Year's. And I'm sure everybody else will be busy over Christmas, so this is hopefully just to tide you over until you can hear my sexy voice again in January. Probably either the first or second week of January, depending on when the dev stream is. Depending on, you know, when we can get people together to hopefully bring you some quality content. So, what happened since the last podcast? Well, we had the dev stream, and I think we had maybe another dev stream, I can't remember. No, just the one dev stream. And it was the dev stream after update 18. If you've not played update 18, you really should. It is a very good update. Probably my favourite so far. But anyway, the dev stream. Dev stream was mainly what the devs have done previous years, and they've just taken a step back from developing and showing stuff off. And it's been a nice overview of each of the personal views of the devs and what they think of the launch and how it's gone. Some interesting information came out of the dev stream. We got the least used frames, and most used frames, and least used weapons, which was kind of interesting. So, the most used frames included, number one, across all platforms, was X-Scale. Number two was Loki and Vault. Number three was Vault and Rhino. No particular surprises there. X-Scale is probably one of the better starting frames. It's also probably the recommended one. I know when I play through the tutorial, it would probably be the one that I choose if I went and started again. Loki and Vault. Vault's a decent frame. Loki's a stealth frame. The best stealth frame, if I'm honest. That's probably debatable now with update 18.1. Let me check my notes here. 18. So we may see that change, but it's going to take a while if the numbers are anything to do with it. And then number three is Vault and Rhino, depending on platform. And Rhino, solid frame, very good for newer players learning how Warframe works. The interesting thing for me, I think, was the least used frames. Now, across the board, the least used frames were Banshee. Yeah. Actually, I mentioned the other ones. The other least used frame were Limbo and Zephyr. Now, this is kind of interesting for me personally because Banshee and Limbo are currently, at this point in time, my go-to frames. If I'm playing with a squad from Angels of Death and, you know, a decent squad of players, I know, well, even pubs, if we've got a decent squad, I'll pick up Banshee with a sonar build. Quite a lot of efficiency and duration, so you get sonar and resonance, and you also get a decent duration on silence and a decent efficiency on soundquake. I pick that up mainly as a support frame and run it that way. It's great for gun gameplay, and it's just a generally nice support frame because it's not very situational. You can throw out your sonar on any mission, you know, like exterminates, you can throw out your sonar, pop a couple of the resonances, and it will propagate through the map quite happily until you need to recast it, at which point, you know, there we go. Limbo has been my go-to frame when pugging or pick up groups or public groups for the sorties, mainly due to his completely invincible nature, which has a few quirks to it if you've ever played him. But he's been a long-standing personal favourite of mine. Not necessarily my most played, but I picked him up, like I said, for the sorties. So that's a interesting one for me. And then I kind of expected most used weapons. Orthos Prime is in there for melee weapons. You've got Bolt or Prime. MK1 Paris, like I said, probably people picking it up. And then it's a bow weapon, reasonably easy to get. Not too bad, not terrible. And Soma Prime, kind of standard things. Soma Prime and Bolt or Primer. Top tier weapons, not my favourite weapons, not weapons I personally use, but they are quality weapons, so it's to be expected. They've also been out a while, which again, just based purely on gameplay time, is quite expected. So I think personally, that's all I got out of the dev stream. It was nice to hear how all of the devs were quite optimistic. Well, they're always optimistic, but they enjoyed the launch of Update 18. I think it's the first time I've really seen them enjoy an update launch. And I think that's a combination of it with it being Christmas and them getting 18 out, that they've managed to take a step back and just enjoy it. And it's been nice for me personally to see them just, you know, taking a step back. So, so that's what I got out of that. We may come back to this in the next podcast, but we'll see what comes out between now and January. So, patch 18, I have a story for you. So, patch 18 came out. I had it downloaded within about 3 hours, I think. It took me about half an hour to download it, but I was away. So, I log in, I start looking around the Lisette, and what happens? I start getting massive FPS issues. Like properly massive FPS issues. I run quite an intense rig. It cost me a small fortune when I built it, and I built it over several years, and I keep adding to it and changing it. But it quite happily runs the game 150 to 200 FPS. No worries. Well, I was dropping down to about one frame every 5 seconds, which is completely unplayable. So, across the hotfixes, up to about hotfix 0.5, 18.0.5, they were fixing it slowly from what it felt like. And, you know, I sort of gave up playing. So, we got the second Dream Quest and a load of other stuff which I didn't realise at the time. And so I'm itching to play this. And I don't end up getting into the game until 18.0.8, which I believe was one of the last hotfixes before 18.1 came out, which was actually quite close to the release of 18. So there's a lot of stuff that they probably couldn't ship with 18 for various reasons. So that's my story, right? So I did not get to play 18 for about a week and a half after it came out. So what did Update 18 bring? Update 18 brought the second Dream Quest, brilliant quest. It brought Ivara, I can't say that word, and I can't say Neza, that came out in 18.1 either. So, anyway, it brought the sniper rework, and it brought sorties, and spoiler alert, turn off now. Oh, and just for the note, I will be going into spoilers for the rest of this sort of monologue. It also brought the focus system out. So, you know, I finally get into patch 18, and, you know, we're playing around Second Dream Quest. The Second Dream Quest is a fantastic quest. I'll go into more detail about that in a second. So, you know, you play through that, you get your focus system now. And just looking through the trees, it's a nice addition. It's, when I first started playing Warframe way back in closed beta and early open beta, your fourth ability, your ultimate, felt like an ultimate. It felt like a kill all, do all sort of oh shit button. It's kind of moved into more standard gameplay now, where your fourth ability is something to be used on a regular basis. I think this is a combination of efficiency mods and the fact that we now have larger energy pools due to primed flow. So this fifth button now feels like that original, oh shit, I'm in trouble button. And it's nice. Like, there are lots of little ways you can augment it, and it's a really nice end game system. And it ties in really nicely with the sorties, which are also end game. Now, sorties, well, they're starting about level 60, the second one's about level 80, and the last one's about level 100. All of them with augments on the enemies. I really, really enjoy these when I've been able to play them. So after that first week and a half. And I mentioned it earlier, Limbo is now my go-to frame because I tend to play with pugs. I tend to play with people who are not in the clan, who, for all the faults and that, may not be the best of players. So I tend to run with a Limbo, and I tend to use my Limbo as the frame that picks everybody up. The frame I tend to not necessarily do a lot of damage, maybe 10, 15, 20% of the damage, but I take no damage and I survive. I keep the rest of my team alive. And doing this, I've seemed to have had great success on everything except for the spy missions. But if you've ever played spy missions with other people, you know that it's a bit of a hit and miss. But anyway, so the sortie system. I like the reward system that they bring out. And I liked... I'm going to have to cut ahead. Or not cut ahead, cut back slightly. Ivara came out. Ivara is probably the best of the recent frames out of Neza, Ivara, and Wukong. Friend of mine, River Rat, you've heard him before on the podcast. He mentioned that the three of them together make up what would probably be the Chinese starter frames. And I think I have to agree with him there. They do feel like starter frames. They're not particularly advanced, but they're good, solid frames. And I think Ivara is probably the most interesting out of those for older players. So, those came out. It's fine. The sniper rework. I've played with my Sniptron. The Sniptron is now useful. It was okay beforehand. It's now max zoom gets a 15% damage boost, which when you're critting for 4K, 15% on that is quite a lot of damage. And, you know, the rest of the snipers seem solid now. I mean, they felt solid. Well, they felt all right before, but they seem a bit much better now. So, yeah, the sorties. The sortie reward system, the first season came with the Carrick Wraith and the Dera Vandal, as well as the lenses for the focus system. And it's an RNG-based, you know, you complete your three set, you get a reward from the pool. Yeah, fine. As I mentioned before, I like the difficulty of sorties. I like the fact that they are really difficult and they are almost endgame. I mean, you can still solo them. You still have weapons that one-shot everything. But they are far harder than the rest of the content that we currently have. And then 8.1 came around. I mentioned this earlier that this came out rather quickly after 18. Far faster than I thought it would. And I'm going to DE fucked up. Like, I don't say it often, but I'm saying it now. DE fucked up with 18.1. Because when they released 18.1, they also released Neza. Now, Neza, the way that he's been released, is with... he's dropped in the sortie reward table. Not really a problem. Except... that you have a, what is it, a 1 in 16 chance if everything is equal, of getting a single part, which makes getting all of the parts for him in a single sortie season almost impossible. Now, you can trade the Nezzar parts if you don't already know that. So, public service announcement there, PSA. You can trade Nezzar parts. But at the same time, that requires you to trade them. And because it's season-based, we're not yet into Season 3. We will get there, so this will or will not be confirmed by the next podcast. But depending on if we keep Nezzar for the next season, or if it gets rotated, the frequency of that is going to be key to how popular Nezzar is, or whether it's going to be... Because people thought Vuban, the CC King, was bad, and you get Vuban from alerts. But it's been that way for a while now, and people have settled in, and you get them rather frequently. Well, if you only get 2 weeks to farm a frame, you know, time allowances, you maybe do an hour a day, which is enough to complete your sorties, or it's enough to go do other stuff, so you may have other things to do. So, you know, maybe you farm 7 of the sorties, you get your 7 sorties done. And that only gives you 7 chances to get three parts, because the blueprint's in the market. So those aren't really good odds. And they also fucked up when they released Season 2, because I fell a cropper to this. On the day they released Season 2, there was 4-5 hours where you can complete Season 1. And so I logged in, and because I'm GMT, I'm, you know, England, because of the time difference, I logged in, and, you know, there was like 20 minutes gone on the sortie alert. So, you know, I logged in. I did all of my sorties. I got my reward. It was a lens, which was fine. I can use those. And then they released this new season. And the new season, I couldn't play. So they fucked it up. Because a lot of us who couldn't play the season. Yeah, we couldn't now play Season 2 because we'd already completed the sorties for today. So they came in and... They reset all the sorties, which now meant that I had a chance at Season 1. I also had a chance at Season 2. But it meant that some people had 2 chances at Season 2. And I think this is the first time that I can remember that DE has genuinely fucked up. And to be fair, it's not a massive fuck-up either. But at the same time, somebody somewhere should have said, hang on a second, this isn't a great idea, like, are you sure we should do this? So that was slightly concerning. But other than that, Nezzar, from what I've seen from other people who have thrown plat at him, is alright. On a similar level to Rhino, in the fact that you can run through the lower end content with him, fine. He'll do alright there. But if you try and run through the higher end content, it takes a certain setup, and he's not the best at doing it. There are better frames to take to the higher level content. Which again, if the theory stands, that is one of the, what I would consider, 3 starting frames for the Chinese build. That's fine, actually, because it fits in rather well. So, that's Nezzar. And I think that's about it. It's a bit of a quick end here. I should have found some other way of rounding this off a bit. Hundreds and hundreds of fixes throughout the patches. See, anything else happened to me this couple of weeks? No, nothing else. So I've rambled on for 20 minutes. So again, I will apologise for there not being a full hour or so long podcast with people far more interesting than myself. But as time allowances and exams and the general chaos of Christmas has devoured us all, unfortunately it was not possible. So I do apologise for that. We will be taking a break until January. I'm not planning on doing one, but you never know. I will only have my laptop rather than my PC with me, but we'll see how it goes. So I'm expecting to be back either the first or second week of January. And thank you for listening to me ramble on for 20 minutes if you're still here. If you have stopped listening, well, it's your loss. To those still listening, thank you for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. If you're not into Christmas, I hope you have a wonderful holiday period and that you enjoy the money you earn from working during the Christmas period with all the extras. For now, I think that's about it. Thank you very much, and goodbye.